Legislation to reform Pennsylvania's pension systems received final approval by the State House this week and is now awaiting the governor's signature to become law. Due to recent financial downturns, the state faces billions in unfunded pension liability, and the new legislation will reduce costs by changing the benefit structure offered to new state and school district employees. Representative Scott Petry of Bucks County said the bill's a good start to ensure school property taxes will not need to be increased in the short term, but further reforms may be necessary.
It was critical to do something rather than nothing. If you didn't deal with some of the increases in the cost of the pension system, people were going to lose their homes, especially at a time when seniors who are on fixed incomes anyway haven't seen an increase in their Social Security payments. To pass on a property tax increase at this time would be detrimental. So we've put some collars on it to lessen the increase. So these were significant measures that we needed to bring forward in order to make the next move. And if it ends up being to a defined benefit plan, like a 403B, then so be it.
From Harrisburg, Mike Davis reporting.